Today's daf is daf Tzadik Vov, and we get to start a brand new parak with those wonderful words of our one and only Sabra Josh here on Seinfeld.
Come to the Heideke Perek.
Almanan Yizonet Minichse Yitomim. So we know that one of the Tznaei Beidin of the Ketuvah, even though we don't write about it in the Ketuvah openly, but automatically she has the right that as long as she lives in the home, but you'll remember there were two ways of writing a ketuvah in the old days, one which was the way Anshei HaGalil wrote, the one which was the way that Anshei Yehuda wrote. And the Anshei HaGalil, they used to write, Kol Yamei Megar Al Munatech Bebeti. As long as you live in the on the estate, you have a right, they can't get rid of you. However, in Yehuda, and they were a little bit more careful of their money, and they wrote, until the Yorshim pay your ktuvah. So in other words, if the Yorshim want to pay the ktuvah, they can pay it off and cut off her sustenance. But whatever the case is, until such time as it's cut off, as the case may be in the Galil or Yehuda, I bring it up because we're going to see it's very nogea how to read the Mishnah. So it continues to be fed by the estate, but just like when her husband was alive, Maasei Adea Shelo, here too, Maasei Adea Shelahen, in exchange for the Mizonot, whatever. It's very interesting, by the way, we still use the term Maasei Yadayim, is when we say, how much do you make? Kama Yosa. Exactly the same words. How much do you make? So in other words, the money that she's generous, very interesting, that it's still held over from the times that people actually used to be productive. They made things instead of trading things. And So in any event, so what it is that she makes is theirs. However, unlike the husband, Ein Chayavim B'Kvura Ta. The Kvura, on the other hand, which is in exchange for the Yerusha, that goes to the ones who are Yoresh her. So your sheha, your sheik tuvata, we were dyke before, that's got to be talking about a benin dichrin situation, which some are yoresh sheik tuva of her, and others aren't. So in that case, they are the ones who are chayavim b'kvurata, as we mentioned earlier. Now, there's two ways of reading this Mishnah. Iboilu. Almanan nizonet. If that's correct, our gears is correct, then it's telling us that's the way it is. There's no way to get rid of her. An almana will be taken care of by the estate, which would mean that the Mishnah is referring to the way that Anshei HaGalil wrote the Ketuvah, in which they said, Ko yamei megar armalutech beveti, and nobody can stop you. Or is the correct gear, so then it would be nizonit, then it would be, nizonitzan or hanizonitzan. Nizonitzan, which would then be Anshei HaGalil, which would mean lo sagi de lo yavi lo, there is no way for him not to give her. So nizonet is an absolute term. Almana nizonet kamel or I water. That's Anshei HaGalil. O dilma hanizonet nan. In the case where a woman, an almana, is being nizonet, which would mean there are cases where she wouldn't be nizonet, and that would mean it's up to the Yorshim. If they want to, they can pay off her ketuvah, or if they so desire, they will give her mizonot. It's up to them. But then that would be Anshei Yehuda. Anshei Yehuda used to write until such time that the Yorshim want to pay you off. Says the Gemara, in which case he bar lo yavola. Then he wouldn't have to give her if he doesn't want to. He could pay off the ketuvah. Says the Gemara, Toshma. Let us bring a raya from Shmuel's ma'amar. Amar Rabbi Zeramar Shmuel. We've discussed Maasei Yadayim, we've discussed Kfura, but we haven't discussed yet the din of Mitziyah. What happens to the Mitziyah of an Almana? Seshmo Mitziyat Almana is Le'atzma. That goes to her, and she doesn't share that with the Yorshim. Now, I would assume that should be the same as Maasei Yadeha, especially Inga. Of course, that assumption is wrong, as we know, but let's make that assumption for a moment. So then where in the world would that be true that she gets to keep her own beach coat? If you're telling me that the Mishnah is discussing a particular case, it happens to be they didn't pay the ketuvah, but they could have. So then Shapir, then it would make sense that Shmuel is saying, in the event that she's not nizonet, so then she keeps her own mitziyot. But if you're telling me that the way to read the Mishnah would be Yamid Nizonet Tanan, which is that it's an absolute, then why are the Atomim any less rightfully the owners of her mitziyot than they are of what she makes? Then it doesn't make any sense. Why you should say, Ma Baal Mitziyah Ishala Va'ala Afina Mitziyah Tishala Yorshi? So that must be that Shmuel is talking about a case where they're not being Nizonet. How would that be? Kansha Yehuda, that they give her a ketubah. Says the Gemara, that's not true at all. Yom Alayim Alok Nizonet Tanan. Nizonet indeed is an absolute. But what does that have to do with the Mitziyah? The Mitziyah is not an exchange for Nizonet. The Mitziyah was giving as an assurance that the support would not ruin the marriage. So that a husband shouldn't be able to say, now look at this, I'm supporting you all these years, you finally win the lottery, and now you're going off to Hawaii and leaving me behind. That would lead to certain strains in a relationship, you might think. So in that case, not as a direct exchange, but rather, we want to make sure that the marriage isn't ruined by this relationship. Mashen came over here with the Yorshim. What do we care if there's Eva? This has nothing to do with their goodwill. We don't need their goodwill. We're not interested necessarily encouraging any kind of relations between them. Certainly not romantic possibilities. What's the difference if they're resentful, they're not resentful? The court is enforcing the order to pay up the mizonos. So why should we give her the mitziyah? For what? Give them the mitziyah. So it's not our concern. We've discussed now mitziyat ha'isha and the ma'aseh yadeh shel ha'isha and kvurata, but we haven't discussed melachot. What would be the din of the melachot that she does in the house? We've spoken about ma'aseh yadeh. But, I mean, there's all the things, doing the ironing, the windows, all those things that, of course, every good wife will naturally do. Naturally. So, what about those? Says Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Chanina, the truth is that Komala Kochi Shao Salaba Allah, Almanao Sala Yoshim. Whatever she was doing in the home when her husband was alive, she continues to do. And they're supporting her. Now, of course, there's certain things that she doesn't do because they're intimate. Chutz mi mizigata kos, vahatzaat amita, vahachatzat panam yad avaraglav. Again, the pashtas, as some Rishonim are masbir, we're not interested in having any type of romantic affiliation, obviously, with his heirs. And therefore, we don't allow her to do things that are intimate. But it's very interesting. There's a Madura Rashi. Remember, I told you on Ksivas, there's the Madura Kama. In the original Madura of Rashi, what he writes is that it's a gnai to her. In other words, we're not concerned with the intimacy per se, because sure, she'll be a bath attendant. What's so terrible? I mean, every geisha is a bath attendant. It's not necessarily romantic associations. At least that's what they claim. So if that's the case, maybe she should just be that. Now, that's a gnai. So we don't allow these things at all. Omri Yeshua ben Levi. Once we're on that topic, about here what ties in very well with the gnai issue, anything that a servant would do for his owner, a Talmid does to his master in learning. But he doesn't take off his shoes. That is very servile. So it indicates that he's an Eved. And we're afraid that people will actually be harshed he's an Eved. And because of that, he's going to have problems with Talmid, with Shidduchim. Somebody's going to say, "What? That guy, I don't think he's a... he's a ben chorin bichla." Omar Rava, but that chashat, such a chashat is only b'mokum she'in makirinoto. I mean, if everybody knows who he is, why are they going to think he's an eved? B'mokum she'makirinoto let one, but we have no hakpada. Ad Rava, let him be mishamish the Rav that way too. Omar Ravashi, even b'mokum she'in makirinoto, we also would not have a chashat if he's wearing tefillin, because an eved doesn't normally wear tefillin. So nami lo amar lo manach tefillin, avo manach tefillin let lang ba. We don't have any hakpada. Why indeed wouldn't an eved wear tefillin? I mean, he's not chayev in tefillin because the mitzvah says as man gorma, so he's not chayev. But first of all, in some rishonim learn the Tosfos brings that we're talking about wearing tefillin all the time. So in other words, the talmid wears tefillin all the time. The eved may put on tefillin to daven or something, like people nowadays. But they didn't wear tefillin. Why? Because they don't have their thoughts to themselves. That means they constantly have to be mesir dat from the tefillin, because somebody's on top of them telling them what to do and what they got to work on and so on. So they're not able to be in that kind of position. And Memela was not the derech for an Eved to wear tefillin all the time. Okay, others say that Bechlau, they didn't, that this was one mitzvah that they weren't makbid on because they're not mitzvah on, and again, they're not in their own hands to be able to make their time their own.
We're assuming they were talking about Eved Kanani.
Yes, Eved Kanani, absolutely, that is what we're talking about. And Eved Ivri doesn't do those Avodat anyway. It's only Avodat Eved of Kanani. That's an Isser Liraita, not to be Eved by Avodat Eved. You're not allowed to. On the contrary, if he was a Jew, he wouldn't be able to do these things. Somebody who prevents, refuses to accept shimush, feeling that it's not right, so it's kilo monea mimenu chesed. It's as if he doesn't want to do chesed for him. Shneimar lamas mireyehu chesed. We read that to say, someone who is memiset atzmo. So in other words, he melts away when somebody wants to do him a favor, right? He has a Talmud, wants to carry his books for him. So he's memis. And we read that as a double language. Lamas mireyehu, lamas chesed.
One last question. How could we be choshesh as this Jew? The people might think that he's an Eved Kanani.
No. Why not?
They know. They know Yaakov Schwartz his whole life. They know he's born.
No, we said that. It doesn't count if they know him.
No.
That's exactly what you want to say.
That people might think that he's an Eved Kanani.
Yeah. Right. So getting back to this, either we take for granted that this is Pshat, someone who is Memisa Tatsmo, what else could it possibly mean? That he's not allowing him to be Mishamishi. Rashi brings up Pshat that it could be because the previous Posik says, V'tushiyah nidcha mimeni. Tushiyah, the Gemara says elsewhere, ain't Tushiyah la Torah. Because it's the one who's able to give an Eitzah Torah, gives good counsel. So the individual who doesn't get the counsel of his Rav, Tushiyah nidcha mimeni, so I've been pushed away. Oh, if that's the case, Lamas mireyehu chasa. That would be somebody who prevents me from getting what I need from my Rebbe. It's got to show you, tell me Talmud. So it turns out that I'm being robbed of my ability to learn. That is taking away from me chesed. You're not doing me any favors. Now, Yitzchak Omer, it's worse than that. Aforek bimenu yirat shamayim. I mean, look at the end of the pasuk. Labas mireo chesed, v'yirat shakai yazov. The end result is not simply a matter of intellectual attainment. You are going to ultimately make him not a Yerei Shamayim to some extent. We see the hakpora, this idea of the hashpora that another person can have on an individual's Yerei Shamayim is amazing. Because B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, they say to Pinchas when he comes up with to warn them that they're going to the whole nation is going to attack them for building this Mizbeach, because you look like you're trying to secede. So you're going to leave Avedas Hashem, make a different Mizbeach? What kind of business is this? So they say, Chas v'sholom. But what we are convinced is going to happen is if we don't make the Mizbeach, your children are going to claim that we are a different nation. We live across the border. And that, what's so terrible? They will prevent us from our children from having Yerei Shamayim. Unbelievable. I mean, there are millions of people. The very fact that you're rejected takes away Yerei Shamayim. I mean, you don't think I'm part of you. And you see this all the time. One of the biggest damages in contemporary Judaism is the fact that people are rejected. We don't really believe that you have shaykhis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not part of the Lithuanians. But whatever it is. So the Mamelet actually removes your Shemayim. It doesn't. It's not just a simple psychological thing. The entirety of Am Yisrael is Noged Metzias Yerei Shamayim. You keep the person away and he loses it. There's nothing to do.
Is that referred as well to offshoot or schematic?
For sure, yeah, but sometimes that's good. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's not what you want to do. I mean, obviously, but it's a judgment call. But you can't call people dogs without making them into something. Exactly. Yeah. Shenema, the posik ends, V'yirat shakai ya'azov. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Al-manasha tafsa metaltelim b'bizonoteha. Now, remember that the din is that a ktuvah cannot be, at least before the Takanat HaGeonim, we had a machlokas earlier, but the way we paskin is that a ktuvah or the tnaei ktuvah are not collectible from nechasim that are metaltelim, they're only from nechasim that are yesham achrayut, real estate. It's interesting that Adayom we call it that way. Right? This is real. This is real estate. This is real. On anything else, I'm not Semir Dati, which is the reason that we don't originally, there was no Takana to take from the Tashir. Inisha Semir Dati. This isn't real to me. It's just money in a bank. What's money in a bank? Bank fails, market collapses, whatever. Easy come, easy go. Same sense that we have today of yesterday's trades. Yeah, it's not real. So it's only on real estate. There's a further important difference, however, between mizonot and a ktuva. The ktuva is collectible from nechasim mishubadim. So even if the property had been sold, she could show that he has a lien. She has a lien. But remember that the rule is that anything that isn't predefined, its value isn't predefined, cannot have a lien against the buyer, because otherwise we'll destroy the markets. Who is going to buy when he has no way of estimating what the dangers are to his ownership? So since mizonot can go on for the next 50 years, and we can't, one day, maybe 30 years later, she'll bring suit against the guy who bought a field. It never even occurred to him there was a problem. And suddenly there's $1 million bill because she's been eating for the past 50 years. And now she's billing us for it. And we have nowhere to go but to my field. So in any cases like that, you cannot collect from the chasim that have been sold. Okay, that's a big difference. Now, a woman comes along and she grabs metaltali. And she says, listen, I need to eat. And even though I'm not given the rights to collect, I took it. The question is, can we take it away from her? Does Tvisa help or not? So says Rabbi Elazar, Masha Tafsa, Tafsa, we can't take it away from her. And the din is, even though Halacha is only mimikarkoi, that's in terms of collection. But if she took, we don't remove it. Tanya Amiyaki. Amanasha Tafsa metaltali bimizonoteha. Masha Tafsa, Tafsa. Note that it says bimizonoteha. Not necessarily for the ketuvah, which we're going to see. But for mizonot, whatever she took, she took. V'chein kiyata Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, here at Bovel, he said, Ma'aseh bekalatosh Rabbi Shabtai, shetafsa diskia melayama'ot. Once it happened that Rabbi Shabtai's kala, who was an almona, grabbed a whole attaché case that was filled with cash. That's the way they did business in the Diamond Center. So, and the lawyer kor biyat chachamim latzimi yada. She was a little girl, but they couldn't, like, tried pulling it out of her hand, couldn't get it out of her hand. There was no legal way to get it from her.
Even if it was more than she was owed?
No. Oh, no, of course not. Omer Avina, however, note that it says bimizonotah. Doesn't say anything about the ketubah. This is only for mizonot, but if she would have grabbed metaltan for a payment of a ketubah, mafkinamina, we can remove it from her. Not Kislav, Marba, Ravashi, but there's no logic in that. I mean, be consistent. Mashal Ktuva, why are you telling me that you can't take it from her? Because rights of a collection are mikarkoi velomet puntantali, right? So you're saying that that's an absolute. It's not in the event that she wasn't tofeset. So then what's the difference for mizonot? It's exactly the same rules of collection. Mizonot, nami mi mikarkoi velomet puntantali. Understand, what's the logic here? So Ella, what are you going to say? That nonetheless, rules of collection are different than ex post facto collections, where she was tofeset. So she de facto has now the money, so mizoni might have tofset tofset, then the same thing should be true with the ketuvah. She can't have it both ways. Ochanami the ketuvah. Omele Rav Yisrael bar Naftali l'Ravina, despite the attack of Mar bar Rav Ashi on the consistency of your thinking, you happen to be right. There's no question about it, because Ochem Rin Mishmeh de Rava Kavatech. Rav is quoted as paskening exactly as you, that for mizonot you can be toface, but not for the ketuvah. What's the logic of the difference? The logic of the difference is very simple. The tvisa for the mizonot may be the only way that she's going to be able to eat. Because let's say that we sell out all the property from under her nose. Now she comes to collect. Says, sorry, the property is sold. You can't collect for mizonot from property that's bishubad. Therefore, the Chachamim had to give her a way in which she would be able to de facto collect. Mashenke Niktuvah, she's never in such a position. Because no matter when the property could have been sold 30 years ago, she could still come in to collect it for a Ketuvah, because that's a Dovashiyesh Poketz, and we made a lien that she's Motzim in the Kuchot. So there we put it on its Ikradin, we don't have to give her a mode of protecting herself. So Rabbanu were Mechazek, it's the way many Mishanim learn, Mechazek Yada, Shela Almana, to be able to achieve mizonot. So even though you're right, according to the strict letter of the law, there shouldn't be a difference. Nonetheless, Ravina, don't be nispoil. It happens to be that that's the way we pass him. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yochan v'shmeidu Rav Yossi ben Zimra. Almana sheshahata shtayim v'shalosh shanim v'lo tava mezonot. If an almana has been hanging around and for the past 2 or 3 years has not asked for any money for mezonot. Ibda mezonot. She has no right to request the mezonot now because she obviously was mochelet. Why did she ask us now? She was mochelet. Now she got into a fight. She's angry at them. So now she wants to punish them for collecting. No, that we can't.
Right, she didn't need it.
But after a number of years, people start getting nervous that they're not going to be able to collect. So therefore, she can now go and collect. So first, let's understand what it means. I mean, how do you say 2 or 3 years? It was ridiculous. If it's two, it's not three. If three, it's not two. If it's like 2 or 3 years, we're not talking to kindergarten children over here. I mean, forget about the expression 2 or 3 years. I mean, Ashta Shtayim Ibda, Shalosh B'boy. If you're telling me that after 3 years, she has to assert her ownership. I mean, so three is nothing to discuss on, then obviously. No. It depends on the circumstances. Lokash. Kanba Aniya. Kanba Shira. Look, if she's the kind of woman that has money, she's not concerned up front to get the money. Okay, so she'll let it go. You know, I'll collect eventually. So then, it's basically like the years of Chazakah. 3 years, people generally start worrying about, look, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to get that. I better do something about it. Because I want to make sure I don't lose that money. An aniya is not going to be able to last that long. So it's 2 years for an aniya. That's already sufficient. Or it could be that the court needs to analyze what type of personality she is. Some women are very aggressive, which we call a prutza. Doesn't mean she walks around without clothes. But aggressive in the sense that, prutza in the sense that she doesn't have that innate modesty and reserve that she's not going to go to court and she lets things ride. She's an aggressive woman. Somebody's not paying me. I'll go to court and I'll sue my husband. I'll sue the heirs. I don't care. Right? So that's called a prutza. And Khan, Bitsnua. So Etsnua is going to feel so reluctant to go to court that she'll wait another year. So she has still 3 years. And prutza would have taken care of it before. Amar Rava, but of course, Lama Alma Freya. I mean, we're only talking about if you're recovering money. I mean, she certainly doesn't lose her right to mezonot. I mean, you're saying, I put out money. When I put out money, I want to recover my money. But I mean, now that I'm coming and saying, listen, guys, I can't afford to keep feeding myself, that she could do after 20 years also. She's certainly not going to lose for the fact that she didn't ask before. She can't ask later. It's different monies. That's for sure not what we're talking about. There are yeshla. Now the question is, how do we view, and this is a very fundamental question, how do we view the tvi'ah of an almana? Is etnai beidin, normally we have a rule, that it's atoinach etnai beidin, forget about it. If Bezdin gave you this right, you cannot be attacked for it. It's as if you're holding a contract for it and so on, right? What does that mean? Does that mean that she is a motzi from the Yorshim? Or does that give her rights in the property that the Yerusha of the Yorshim is never full until they satisfy the Tnai Beidin? So is it simply a right that she has to sue? Or is it an actual right in the property which makes her a muhzeket, so to speak, more than the Yorshim themselves? The nafkamina, of course, will be on whom is the burden of proof. If she's the muhzeket, so then the Yitomim are motzi b'chavei olav arayim. If she has to sue them, that's a very tough situation. Because any time that they say, what do you mean? We already gave you money up front. Why are you suing us for the money? So she'll say, do you have proof? They'll say, we don't need proof, lady. You need proof. We're mochzek. Now how is she going to prove that she didn't get money? That's a very tough thing. I mean, the most she can do is, if they were stupid and they bragged to somebody, you know, we never pay her, you know, she has to eat on her own. So then she can bring that witness to court. But I mean, what's the likelihood she's going to have witnesses that they didn't pay? So this makes a tremendous nafkamina. Boy, Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, how do we look at it? If the Yatomim would say, but we gave her money. The Yomert, I never took anything. Almila Viraya, who is the one that's going to be forced to prove against the other one? Now, there's there's an assumption by many here that there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And Tosfos himself makes this assumption that Rashi is talking about the money that is to come. The reason people believe that's the meaning of the Rashi is because he says they claim that Tanenu, meaning we gave money for next year, Lishana Haba'a. So Tosfos says that's crazy. I mean, certainly you can't. That is the Tznai Beit Din. The Tznai Beit Din is to give her mizonot. For sure they're going to have to prove that they gave it to her. Why in the world would we think that she has to prove she didn't get it? What, we paid in advance? Go prove you paid in advance. Right now, she has a shtar, so to speak, the Tznai Beit Din. You can't just say, I paid it in advance. Therefore, the meaning over here has to be that it was talking about that she's been paying out on herself. And now, just like the case we were talking about, 2 or 3 years. So now for 2 or 3 years, she was indeed paying herself. The end of the time is coming. She says, look, I don't want to let anybody think I was Michael. I want my money. They say, what do you mean? We paid you the money. What do you think? You've been paying out of your own lot? You know perfectly well we gave it so over there. Says, Tos is not there. It's indeed very suspicious. I mean, she's been, she didn't say anything. All of a sudden, she decides to be Tovat. It looks as if the strong grounds for believing that they already paid up a debt which had been due a long time ago. Now there we would have a question, because that's not the Tanai Beit Din anymore. Because she had the mizonot. Now the question is who's got to pay for it. So now we're getting into the question of HaMotzi Mechavero Levaraya, who is the Chavero, who is the Motzi? Okay. So do we say, says Rabbi Yochanan, that Nechsei Becheskat Yat Mikaimi V'Alman Alavi Raya are the Nechasim of the husband? They are, by the way, when we use that word nichsi, it's dovuk to baal. In other words, nichse habaal is what it means, right? The nichasim, are they in the chazaka now of the yatomim? Because the yatomim are heirs, and now she is in a position of coming to sue against the heirs. And then, if she doesn't have witnesses, there's nothing to do. Almana lavi raya. Or do we say, dima nichse becheskat almana kaine? Since there is a shibud with a Tznai Beit Din, the Tznai Beit Din prevents the closure of the Yerusha. So that the will, so to speak, is considered to be still now in probate. Because, I don't know, there's debts over here, let's see what's happened. So maybe then it's Ala Yotomim Lavi Raya. They want to collect their Yerusha. They want to close this parsha. Okay, show us that you paid. So it's two different ways of looking at it. Toshma, let's see if we can bring a proof from the Braita. The Tani Levi, Albana Kozman Shaloni said, Alayatomi Blavi Raya. If she hasn't married somebody else, so then the Yatomim have to prove that she indeed was paid out. But if she already married somebody else, then the Nirse Yatomim are their own. Because now the rights to be Tovat are no longer there. She's not being in the zone. Now she's coming to collect. As a debtor? No. That's already like anybody else. You're coming to sue an estate. So, but you see from there that indeed it's hers until such time. And we say that she's the Muzeket and the Yatomim are the one that are Motzi Mechaver. She's collecting her past mizonot. Yeah. Until she got married. The truth is, you're right, but it's a machlokes tanoim. It says like this, Mocheret v'kotevet, a woman who is collecting mizonot, we're going to see it tomorrow, is able to sell even without court empowerment. We'll see how this is true, why it's true, under what circumstances it's true. But she must write in the actual bill of sale, a very strange bill of sale, it says, I, the almanah of so-and-so, has sold this property in order to, then it depends what. If it was being sold for the ketuvah, she writes in order to collect my ketuvah. If it was being sold for mizonot, she writes in order to collect my mizonot. So she has to define which property is for which. Now, of course, this makes a tremendous nafkamina. Because if she collected her ketuvah, then she cannot sue against Nechasim Mishur Badim for Mizanot. She only has the right to collect from Nechasim that are not Meshubah to somebody else. Oh, so if she writes, I sold this for Mizonot, then she could still collect for a Ketuvah. Mm-hmm. So we have to know exactly what happened. Afterwards, she's going to undermine her position if it isn't clear what it was sold for.
Would you prefer to screw herself up like that?
We'll talk. Let's take a look first at the Machloket. So it says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, she does not have to specify. Mocheret v'kotevet stam. And that's better for her, isn't it? V'chen kocha yafa. Because this way, she can always come back and say, no, I sold that actually for my mizonot. Now I want to collect from the chasim shu'abadim from my ketuvah. So you'll say, what do you mean? But I mean, either yes or no. I mean, we want to give her the right to defraud somebody. But it isn't fraud. Because until it's defined, it's still buyer beware. As far as he's concerned, he bought something that had a shibud on it, and he's worried. I don't know. I mean, I know she's been taking money, but I mean, maybe that was money for the mizonot. She's going to come after me for the ketuvah. So you're not defrauding anybody until it's clear that the ketuvah had actually been, and then he knows. He doesn't have to be chayish for the ketuvah. Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, why force her to limit her own ability to collect from the chasim mishubadim? Let her better not write. So what's the argument then? It must be, I mean, my lab, I would assume that Rabbi Yehuda, who says she better write, that's because if she doesn't, we are going to believe the Atomim. Then she's going to have to bring a raya. So let her write, look, I actually collected this from Mizonot. Because that way she leaves things open. So, and there's no way, I mean, Lamaisiel says, but why should she write the other way? Because once we're kovea writing, then not saying anything will be defined as worst possible position for her. So once you write one way, you're writing the other way. So that's not a kasha. It's true it's not an advantage to her to write that I took it from my ketuvah. But anyway, and that's the way it's going to be defined. So since he holds the nechasim are indeed in the chazok of the Atomim, and she's going to be in a position almana la'avira ayah, so she better make certain that this is well defined in the court. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, what does she have? She doesn't have to answer to anybody. She's the one that's a muhzeket in it. They want to prove differently, let them prove differently. Why should she now weaken her own position by saying that I took my ketuvah? And we'll see later on, by the way, that we paskin like those who hold that if she only collects partially her ketuvah, she doesn't lose her mizonot. That's already it. That's our next. Yeah, that's our next. That's our the next sugya, which we'll see. So, l'chora we have over here a machloket tanoi. So we see from here that indeed the bright of Tani Levi was one way, but it's a machloket Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Now it could be Rabbi Yochanan and never heard this bright. Because if Rabbi Yochanan had known this bright, so he wouldn't have asked. He would have come to the conclusion that, well, apparently my question is a machlokes between Tanoim. But as we know, I mean, there are many, many brises that not everybody knows. So, here I bring you a raya, says Rav Shimon Bar Ash. Who says? You have no right to say that that's the machlokes. Maybe there's a completely different issue over here. Maybe indeed the Atomim are going to have to bring a riot. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, you better write it down. And that way there's no machlokas. The bride of Levi was an absolute psak. Ala Yetomim Levi Raya until she gets married. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say write it down? Do you ever want to get remarried? So let me tell you something. When people find out that you sold $100,000 worth of property in 2 years, they're going to say she's got a heck of a piggy appetite. So you better let it be known that no. I didn't collect all of that for my appetite, silly. It was for my ketuvah. So put it in the shtar, that way everyone will know. Because otherwise they're going to say, oh boy, it's a high maintenance lady. I wouldn't go that direction. Right? So it's a tovah kamash. When all we want to do is give you an etzah tovah dolo likra la ra'avtanuta. She should not be known as see the little piggies. The elote mahachi. What do you think this is silly? I'm asking you. Think for a moment. You want to tell me Rabbi Yochanan never heard the Braita? Fine. Rabbi Yochanan never heard the Braita. But I would assume Rabbi Yochanan knows Mishnayos like other 13 years old. So how is it that Rabbi Yochanan didn't notice that the Mishnah said, Mocheret lebezonot shelo bebeitin, v'kotevet elu lemezonot macharti? So why doesn't he say, oh, she had to write lemezonot? It must be that indeed the assumptions that we made about Rabbi Yehuda is that it's becheskat yatme, so she better write. So what, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't figure that out? Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan understood that the Mishnah revolved around another issue, and that the reason that the Mishnah is telling her she better write is because of not creating a bad reputation for being a high-maintenance woman. So clearly, there's got to be that interpretation. I'm not just making this up. So why doesn't he say over there, because ela mimatnitin lekel mishmamina, from the Mishnah I can't bring any raya, because he would say maybe the meaning of the Mishnah is eitzah tova kamashkalan. So how do you know that that itself is not the machlokas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Braita? That they're just arguing about whether she needs to be makban on this? Maybe Okinami eitzah tova kamashkalan. Or, you know, I have another interpretation. Also that it's not a machlokas tanaim regarding whether it's mentioned be chaver or raya to the Tomim or vice versa. Maybe the kulei almanich say because kad yad mekai, maybe the other way around. Maybe indeed everybody is made of the opposite that we said before. And that the woman would have to bring a riot. So why then does she have to write? Does she not have to write? Higher time the Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is what Abaye Kashisha said. The Omer Abaye Kashisha. Let me explain Rabbi Yossi, okay? Imagine a situation like this. A guy is on his deathbed. He's a Shechiv Mera. Remember that Shechiv Mera is able to say things. The witness is saying, this is what he said. It's as if the shtar was already written out. He says, I have a guy that I owe money to, but I would like to give him $200. We interpret that, and why we interpret it that way, that's the whole Sugya Baba Basar. We interpret what he's saying is, despite the fact that I owe him money, I want to give him a gift of
$200. Not to pay off the debt.
No, not to pay off the debt. He now comes along, this guy, and he takes the money. Now, should he write what he takes the money for? Because if he doesn't say, now listen, I'm taking this money as a gift, then we're going to say, look, you took money. You didn't say what it's for. So we're assuming that you took the money to pay up your debt.
Is the flip side?
Then he's not going to be able to collect his debt.
Is the flip side of the white copy?
Exactly. So therefore, he says, let's take a look at the case. Shchiv mirash amar tnuma taim zuz l'ploni bal chovi. Give $200 to this guy, the guy who owes so much money to. Ratzava chovo natlan. Ratzava matana natlan. So, if he indeed intended to take it as a matana, shelo kach yafe kocho, isn't that a lot better for him that he should be able to be toref l'kuchot? Because on a gift, you can't be torah flekuchot, obviously. But I mean, you can take away my property because this guy decides to give you a gift. So over here, for Bizonot, she's in the same kind of situation. She cannot be torah flekuchot. On the ketuvah, she can be torah flekuchot. And therefore, it's much better for her, kach yafa kucho. Leave it blank. Why should she have to say? What, you want to force her to lie? And she's saying that I'm taking it for the Bizonot? Let her maintain whatever the tzad is that's best for her later. You give me mechai of her. So, oh my gosh, it's me. That is terrible. What a chutzpah.
Not me, I'm sitting right here.
Amanan yizonet minichse yitomim ma'ase yadeh shelahen ve'in chayavim bekvurata. Who is? Yoshe k'tuvata. Ver chayavim bekvurata. Iboilu. Nizonet nan o hanizonet nan. Nizonet is an absolute nan. Ka'anshe galil. In which case, there's no way out of it. Lo sagi de lo yaivila. Or is it saying, Hani zonet in the event that tonight, ukanji Yehuda? Which would mean that if they want, they don't have to give him a zonet. Iboy lo yaivila. Tashma. Omer ibizera mashmo mitziyat aman ala atzma. Now, there's got to be some way that Jezim gives the yetom. See, Amit Bishlema, Hani zonet tonight, shabir. That's what it's referring to, a case where they're not giving him. No. But the only reason, time of my Omer Rabbanu Mitziyat Ishala Baala, only the Lota Avila Eva. What do we care in this case? We're not interested in love. Omer Yezi Bachanina Kol Malachot Sheisha Osa LeBaala Almana Osa LeYorshim. Chutz from the intimate malachot, like Mizigat HaKoros, Hatzat Amita, Harchatzat Panav Yadav Raglav. Om Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi, Kol Malachot Sha'eved, Osel Rabo, Talmid Osel Rabo, Chutz Mi'atarat Min'al, Om Rabo. But even that is Lo Amar Elba Magro Shemakirin Oto, and therefore may think he's an Eved. Aval Ben Balkom Shemakirin Oto, Let Van Ba. Om Ravashi, even in a Mokom Shein Makirin Oto, Na'mi Lo Amran, Elo De Lo Manach Tefilin, Abu Manach Tefilin, Let Van Ba. Om Rabbi Barav, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Amonei Atomidom Le Shamsho, Ki ilu monia mimeno chesed, shineman lamas mireehu chesed. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, af porek mimeno yirat shamayim, shineman v'yirat shaka ya'azov. Omer Rabbi Elazar amana shetafsa metaltelim bimizonoteha, ma shetafsa tafsa. Tani nami yochi, amana shetafsa metaltelim bimizonoteha, ma shetafsa tafsa. V'chein ketur v'dimi amar, ma'aseh bekalato shu Rabbi Shabtai, shetafsa diski amalaya ma'ot, v'lo yakoch v'yad chachamim lotzi miyada. Omer Vina, but note that lo amar le mizonot teha, so it's only le mizoni. Ava lektuva, indeed mafkina mina. Matkif lamar baravashi, for God's sake, it's exactly the same thing. Mashna lektuva is because mekarkoi v'lo mevetal toloi. The same thing in the mizonot, it's also karkoi v'lo mevetal toloi. Ella, what are you saying? That for the mizonot, we're not talking about collecting, we're talking about tvisa. And maite tavsa tavsa, so why isn't that true about the ktuva also? Hokinami lektuva? Omele Revitik Banatel Ravina, don't be spoiled from this guy. Hoch Yamina Mishmeda Rava, Kavatech. Omele Yochan Mishmeda Revyasa Ben Zimra, Almanash Shahatashtaim Visholoshanim, Velotava Mizonot, Ibda Mizonot, in what it was from before. Make up your mind. I mean, Hashtashtaim Ibda Shalosh Riboy? No, so Kasha Kambaniya, Kanda Shira, who can stand the weight? Inami Kanbi Prutsawas would aggressively sue. Kanbitsnua? Omar Rava Lo Amran El Mafreya, what she already spent, but of course if she needs money now, that's a tonight Beitin, Mahaba Yeshla. Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Yitomim Omrim Natanenu V'yomer Lo Natalt. Amila Viraya. Do we say that Nichse are Becheskad Yat Mikaimin, who are the heirs? So now the Almanazim Motzi, She Alamana La Viraya. O Dilma, Nichse are actually Becheskas Almana Kaimin because of the tonight Beitin. V'ala Yitomim La Viraya. Toshmada Tony Levi, Almana Kozman Shalom Nisait, Ale Yatomim La Viraya, Nisait, Ale La Viraya. Omreb Shimi Barashi, it's actually Makro Kitanoi. The Brighter says, Mocheret Vikotevet, Eilel Mizonot Macharti, Eilel Viktuva Macharti, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, why? It's better to be Mocheret Vikotevet Stam, Vikain Kocha Yafa, because this way she could always claim I'm collecting back to her and I could take it away from Mishubadim. So my law, Baka Miflake. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she better write, Boyle Ferushe, because Savar, Nichse, Arbacheskat Yatmi Kaimi. And since she's gonna have to be the one to bring the Raya, she better determine what it was that it was sold for up front. So Alman Alavi Raya. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Savar, Lo Boyle Ferushe, that's because he holds, they can't do anything about it anyway. She has whatever she wants because Nichse Becheskat Amana Kaimi. So why weaken her position? No, not necessarily. Like Levi said in the Bright. Why did Rabbi Yehuda then say she has to write? Rabbi Yehuda it's a tova kamash malam. And I'll prove it to you, by the way, because he lo te mahachi. I mean, why did Rabbi Yochanan even ask? How did boy Rabbi Yochanan? So the first Mishnah, to show me what need and she better write Kotevet Eilun Mezonot Macharti and Eilun Ketuvati Macharti. So, and right away you come to the conclusion that that's because she's going to be in trouble if they sue her, right? And she has to bring the proof. So why did he see from that? So therefore, clearly, he knew that there was an alternative explanation. Because Rabbi Yochanan figured, maybe that's just an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. Hokanami Etzitova Kamash Malan. Inami. Well, I can go the other direction. I can say nobody holds a lady. The Kulayama actually nixi becheskat yatmekan. Vaina time in Ryosi Kabaya Kishisha. The Omar Abaya Kishisha Moshe Rabbi Yossi. The Mahad Ava Dome. Lishchiv Mirash. Amar Truma Taim Zuz Leploni Baal Chovi. So it's up to him. I mean, Ratzava Chovon Natlan. Ratzava Matana Natlan. So in Natlan now, Bematana. Lo Kach Yafek Ocho. So over here also. Let her claim that she took it for the mizonot, and that she'll be able to collect the mizonot.